Blog Talk Radio.
I need a shot of your love.
Let it go around slowly. know we're meant to be together, baby. And I would wait again if I had to, just as patiently, but for the record, I've got to say, baby, it's fitting in the groove so perfectly. I've had a lot of 45s, and I'm finished with that single life, and I wanna make enough love so that we know we belong on a record, baby. Let me play your favorite love song, and I don't mind if we repeat it. Now flip it to the B side. You know I love the B side. Oh, that's where it gets deep, baby. You know I love it when it's deep, baby. You know I said I'll never, 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 never leave you. And when I said it all, I meant it. And now we're right where we need to be, yeah. Oh, moments like these need to be documented. So oh, that's why, for the record, I've got to say, baby, I just gotta say, it's fitting in the groove so perfectly. Yeah, I had a lot of 45. Had a lot of 45.
attitude, you got something in me. Baby, don't, no, don't you rush at all. I enjoy the thrill of chasing you around.
Always prevail. Go where the music fills your soul. Living life always being bold. Baby, check it out, you got me mesmerized with your brown eyes and your beautiful smile. Street poetry is my everyday, but every step you take, I hope you pass my way. Baby, in another time I'll give you a try, but if you knew trouble, man, you might pass me by. Like I'm brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. What about Ghani? You know, far from basic. Brooklyn girls, you know we keep it fresh and real. I'm a pretty little something on a New York street, but this is how I represent over this damn beat. Yeah, you took me out, but sex was on your mind for the whole damn route. Your mind was in a frenzy in a horny state, but I couldn't drop down cause you couldn't relate.
Break it down like this.
True love is hard to find.
We promised you 30 more minutes of music. That was 30 more minutes of music. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night. It is a little after 10:30. I mean, those things are happening simultaneously. That means that you are tuned into, as the host and my uncle, the Q-Man, would say, the greatest neo-soul show on the web. As a matter of fact, he says it so much better than I do. Q, why don't you go ahead and let everybody know where we are, man?
Well, for the greatest neo-soul show on the web, powered by X2TheL.com. Tonight, like every Wednesday night, T. Mitch and myself are going to deliver to you 60 minutes of neo-soulgasm.
No, man, I wanted to give the impression that, like, you weren't here. I wanted people to be like, oh, he rocking solo tonight? Like that's how he's doing things now? No. This is the Q-Man show. I'm his partner in crime. I just want to, we doing things a little bit different tonight. We gave y'all the extra 30 minutes of music. We normally end with the last song from tonight's guest. We got to throw y'all a little curveball, snuck some Gloria Ryan with that Inside My Love remix on everybody. So big shout out to MJ for handling that. Shout out to all of the artists that were featured in that music. If you want your music played in the beginning of the show, just send us an email. You know, theneosoulshow@gmail.com. What's going on with you, Q, man? What's going on with you, man?
Hey, you know, got my buffalo chicken sandwich. I'm in a good mood.
I love how your mood always seems to coincide with food.
You know it, man.
I love it, man. Love it. Everybody put a smile on my face, man.
So, go ahead. Are we going to talk about these giant fans, bro?
Go ahead, talk about these Giants fans, man. I was going to talk about them Spurs fans, but go ahead, talk about them Giants fans.
I know you know what happened.
I actually don't know. I'm waiting for you to inform me.
Oh, okay. So for those of you that don't know, Jason Pierre-Paul decided to play with fireworks on the 4th of July, and today had to have his pointer finger amputated.
That's not funny.
His career may be over.
Wow.
The Giants are trying to get out of paying him. He is their only good pass rusher. And as an Eagles fan, as much as I want to try to enjoy this, I don't enjoy things like that. So from that standpoint, like, yeah, I want y'all to do bad, but not like that. Like, that's pure idiocy for him to do that.
That
it
was.
Really,
and as an additional fan of a different NFC East team, you know, you want bad things to happen to the Giants, but never an individual player, like an injury, something like that. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. But, man, they told us as kids don't play with fireworks.
He wasn't the only one either. A young 25-year-old cornerback for the Bucks, whose name is escaping me, also blew off two fingers on the 4th
wow.
of July. So these guys are not making good decisions out in these streets, T. Mitch.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. There you go, always though informing me on the stuff that I missed.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know how
that's
I missed it. We know how I missed it. Not going to get into it right now, but it will be discussed at some point on this show, but that's probably why I've missed the losing of limbs due to fireworks. How'd you spend your 4th of July?
What'd you say?
How'd you spend your 4th? I know you didn't blow your fingers off.
No, I you're lucky this is a family show. You know, I just watched the fireworks, you know. I took it easy. You know, I didn't do much.
I didn't do much either. I was, working on a show and everything else that's going on in my life right now. It's a pretty quiet week. You know, everything is everything. You know, I caught a lot of slack from listeners of the Neo Soul Show. Shout out to all the listeners, however you're listening on your cell phone, desktop, iTunes, podcast, Pocket Cast, TuneIn. We seem to be everywhere. I love it. We love you guys. And shout out to all of you that reached out to me and questioned my manhood for watching the movie Magic Mike.
Yeah.
I will reiterate what I said last week on the show. It was a good movie.
I went to a private screening.
Like, that's a big deal. You get invited to go to a private screening. So I went to a private screening. It was a different atmosphere. It was a different experience. And I stand by what I said. It's a good movie. I didn't go. Ooh. I'm not there to see the men get naked and dance. Like, I think what men have to get, for the women that said to me, "Oh my God, I can't believe you saw that." What you have to, like, if there's a movie about men dancing in a male review, there are women in the film. So I went for a particular female who was in the film who did an absolutely amazing job. Shout out to Jada Pinkett Smith for the role that she played. Absolutely stunning and alluring and tantalizing, well, and sexy. And
she's always good.
She plays her role. Absolutely amazing. So it's not one of them films that is solely for women. It's just majority for women. But I'm secure in my masculinity. I watched Birdcage 4 or 5 times. Actually, I enjoy the film. I love Miss Doubtfire. You know, I'm not caught in the gender types and things that I'm supposed to watch. I stand by the fact that it was a good movie, and I challenge anyone that had an issue with me seeing the movie to go see the movie. And I bet you walk out, you might feel a little different. You might. I didn't. I took pictures with the models that were there and everything. But you might feel different, but you will have had a good time watching the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to say this on air, but I've actually been working on my own Magic Mitch routine.
Excuse me?
Yes, I'm not going to repeat that. Because you asked me to repeat that, it becomes a little uncomfortable. So I said what I said. And we're going with it like that.
What the hell? Did you say that?
You gotta entertain these days, man. It's not good enough to just come on air and say a couple jokes. Like, you gotta entertain. You know, your Instagram gotta be popping. Your Twitter, you gotta have a reason for people to pay attention to you.
You are taking it to another level right now. You know that, right?
So before we get into anything else, shout out to Al Chauncey, who was our guest last week, the Son of Soul. We had a great time talking with him and talking about his album Late for Church and debuting his new single that we actually opened tonight's show with, Love Drunk, featuring Greg Nice from Nice and Smooth, who we learned last week, you man, was a part of the Nice and Smooth entourage. Absolutely amazing, great show. Al posted on Facebook earlier today before we went live, reposting the show, so check that out. Check out all of our shows at the Neo Soul Show at blogtalkradio.com/TheNeoSoulShow. And tonight's guest is kind of family to the Neo Soul Show. I don't think I told you. Who tonight's guest was.
No, you didn't.
So tonight's guest, personally, this is like kind of like a distant sister to me, because you know, my best man, my brother from another mother, Mighty Ox, this is his sister.
Is what?
Sister.
Is it sister?
Yeah.
He has a sister?
Yes, he does. I know. You know, you assume that because he's in his 30s that he can't have siblings older than him. You do that a lot, but yeah. His sister is tonight's guest. It was going to have an amazing time talking with her.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this slow. I've been practicing it all week because she's not a Bonquisha or a Rashida or none of that stuff that you like saying.
My mother's name is Rashida, so now I'm offended, but go ahead.
You shouldn't be offended. You like to play with Edas and Adas whenever we get on the show. I mean,
my mother's name is Rashida.
Offense to my mom's line, man. No offense.
My mama named Rashida.
Okay, you can say it again in that same tone and make it sound like you're making my point, but
it's the truth.
Rocketti.
I have a question before you move on.
On the Neo Soul Show. What's your question?
What would be your stripper name?
what would be my stripper name? That just, yes. That feels like that is absolutely uncomfortable for you to ask me that. I'm going to have to get back to you on that, unless you want to answer right now.
I would prefer one, but, we'll wait. You know. Mine is Meaty Bone, but, you weren't going to, think it over. You get back to me.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Before the end of the show, I will get MJ, right. Tweet that out. Tweet that out, MJ. Before the end of the show, you will get C. Mitch's stripper name.
All right. Meaty Bone is taken, just so you know.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that. So, again, while he interrupted that, Rakedi is tonight's guest on the Neo Soul Show. We're going to talk with her in a little bit about her music and how she feels about the music industry and this indie movement and things that are going on in music. Oh, we're going to pick up brain. So have a good time with that. We have a couple more songs that we're going to play and get everybody in the mood for tonight's guest. And the Mighty Ox is listening, man. So if anything you want to say to him, let him know.
What's up, Ox? He's always listening.
Yeah, so there are a lot of events coming up. Lydia Renee, alumni from the Neo Soul Show, on July 22nd, she is going to be a part of Soul Village at SOB's in New York. We are trying to figure out what we can do so that we can be live there at SOB to rock with Lydia Renee. She's also going to be She's also going to be at a Dinkra House on August 1st in Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
So maybe we can catch her there. Lydia was a guest on the show last month. Elijah Bland, also alumni of the Neo Soul Show. Very, very big deal. Very, very big deal on July 30th. He has a huge performance, huge concert in New York. You guys can check that out at ElijahBland.com. Just got word that our sister on the Neo Soul Show, S9V, is back in the States from her Japan tour. So we're going to have to holler at S9V and Yaya. They went over to Japan. Sue Charles just returned back to the States from her European UK tour. So we're going to reach out to her and, make sure everything went well. And, we got a lot of guests coming up on the show, things to look forward to. Big shout out to Havana, who reached out to us. We're going to be coordinating and collaborating with her, seeing if we can get some CDs and posters and things that we can give away as guests. We want to get the Q-Man back into his element. The Q-Man is a master trivia guy. So we're going to see if we can, figure some stuff out, let him do his thing, ask you guys some questions. Maybe we'll play Stump the Q.
That's hard to do.
So maybe we'll do that. Have people call in and, to win gift cards, to win movie passes, to win free CDs, free T-shirts, posters. See if you guys can ask we'll come up with a genre. Q really is, he's really good with the honeymooners and movies. Ask a question, see if you can stump Q. And if you can, we got a prize for you. You like
that? Sounds good. That sounds great.
I love when we come up with something that you like.
Yeah,
here's one you probably won't like, but you might like. So how we kind of have the young lady that helps us with the show. Shout out to MJ. We don't really have an exact title for her because it seems to change every week.
Oh boy!
Can I tell you what the idea is first?
Go right ahead.
So the idea is, you and I like to have space on the show so we can talk and infuse our personality and then bring on the guest. We like to set the mood so they feel comfortable and everything is great. MJ has been mulling around ideas of different things that she wants to, run by us to discuss on the show and things of that nature. What I have learned, from some of my inside sources that are close to MJ is that you and I never get the stuff that she thinks we'll want to talk about. We always get something else, something PC related. So I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to have that person, take her notes and, snatch the thing that she thought we would have a great time talking about, and I'm going to talk about it. See, I knew you'd like that.
That's an interesting idea.
I like that. We'll talk a little more about that off air. What we're going to do right now is we're going to get into a little more music. from tonight's guest, and maybe something a little special from tonight's guest. Like, she really put us in like a good mood, had us feeling. Oh, we trying to make the guest feel special being on the show. Like, I'm feeling special today. Like, great artist. She gave us a gift in the email, something special that I think MJ has queued up for everybody. So we have a couple of songs we're going to get into. One, I believe, is called Sing About Me. The other one, I believe, is Friday Night. You can tell I'm a fan. The Neo Soul Show. We'll be right back with Ricchetti.
Hey, what's up? This is Ricchetti, and I'm listening to the Neo Soul Show powered by X2TheL.com.
Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the lights shut off and it's my turn to step down, my main concern. Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me.
Hey, what's up? This is Ricchetti, and I'm listening to the Neo Soul Show powered by X2TheL.com.
Thank you. Kind of in the dark about this, you know.
Yeah, and I love that best because that's when you ask the most genuine questions and you get the most genuine answers. So, ladies and gentlemen, and the Q-Man, as stated, we have a very special guest on the Neo Soul Show tonight. It's like a family reunion. It's like we knew about each other. We finally got together in the same space. We can sit down, we can rap, talk for a second. So we played the music for you. It is about time to bring on this Brooklyn bred college graduate and all of her Brooklynness. We're going to talk to her about her music, everything that she's got going on, past, present, and future. So ladies and gentlemen, my sister from another mister, we give to you on the Neo Soul Show, Rakhetti.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, we are excited to have you.
Say that again.
You're super mellow.
I'm mellow? You think so? I think my friends super might mellow. Differ, but you know, they might disagree. What can I say?
Well, I don't know too. T. Mitch hasn't really told me much about the show this evening. He likes to do that from time to time.
Uh huh.
So
it keeps things fresh.
I assume he's going to ask you a bunch of his usual annoying questions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right? I plan to do all that. What is the safe word for tonight, Q?
Let's go pickles.
Pickles is the safe word. So if there's a question that you feel that the answer or the question is kind of goes a little too far, pickles.
There you go.
Pickles. Okay.
We could even go dill, Blossom. Like, what's that brand? You can even go brand names. Pickles is what it is.
All right. I got you.
So we get everything started the same way we start every interview. It's not really a question. Just for anybody that may not know, tell everybody a little bit about Rickettie.
Well, I am a singer-songwriter from Brooklyn, and with all my Brooklynness, if a lot of people follow me on social media, they would know that I'm a proud Guyanese. And I'm just really excited to be on the show and to just have an opportunity to share my music and especially all my upcoming projects. And it's definitely been an interesting road from when I first started to even this moment.
All right. Good. Short and sweet. We normally get like half the bio when we ask people to tell us a little bit about themselves. So I love that. Love that answer. Love that. So, Q, this is where you can ask a question. Let's get one of them genuine ones.
One of my genuine questions. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say ask a question.
Okay. I'm going to ask my usual question.
Okay.
Which would be, tell us who your musical influences were growing up.
Well, my influences are kind of eclectic. I grew up with my parents and my great-grandmother. So my great-grandmother listened to a lot of, like, country gospel music. A lot of people might not know the person, but his name is Jim Reeves. My dad listened to a lot of Calypso. My mom listened to a lot of old-school R&B. And, I definitely... I've picked up some stuff over the years. I've been part of a couple of local choruses and international choruses around the city. So all that is kind of like meshed in to what I'm doing right now, especially the music that I'm making after my upcoming project.
Fun.
Yes, that's special. I like that. So speaking of Brooklyn, we have... Mm-hmm. We've been, I guess, lucky. Say we've been able to tap into a lot of the R&B and R&B soul artists in Harlem. So we kind of know what the scene in Harlem is like.
Uh-huh.
What is the R&B and R&B soul scene in Brooklyn looking like these days?
What does the Harlem scene look like? I'm not super familiar with Harlem. In Brooklyn, the funny thing is that honestly, I hang around a lot of rappers. So, I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not, like, super sure, to tell you the truth. So, hence the rapping in thing about me, because in my mind, I'm a rapper.
I love it.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, what does the R&B scene in Harlem look like?
Well, in Harlem, it's bubbling. There's the Red Rooster.
Right.
They get together on Thursdays and they have events there. We've each been out to Billy Black out in Harlem. They've done karaoke there. We've seen a number of artists there. It's kind of a nice small like a soul contingent family. Like they each go out, support each other and kinda got this independent movement going over in Europe.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to go check that out, definitely.
Definitely should. We'll throw you some names, S-Navi, the Soul Warrior, Ryan. We'll send you out there to get meet some friends.
Okay, cool.
So this question just came from my phone. You'll probably know who it came from when I asked the question. So
okay.
is Brooklyn really the center of the universe?
Of course. It always has, always will be. No hesitation, hands down. Always have, always will be.
Wow.
Okay. Wanted to make sure. You got a couple of Jersey guys on the line, so I know when I first heard that, I looked at your dad and was like, I'm sorry, what? And he was like, yes, Brooklyn is the center of the universe.
Yep.
Okay. Didn't even let you in. So MJ just tweeted, she sent a text out, absolutely loves the music, absolutely loves the sound. I was taken by it, too. I posted on Facebook as well. What is it that you want your listeners to take away from your music when they hear you?
Well, I've always done music, you know, for the majority of my life, and I've walked away from kind of like the straight and narrow path to pursue it. So for me, it's kind of like an all or nothing. And I want people to know that, you know, this is something genuine. I'm going to talk about, you know, the everyday things that other artists talk about love and relationships and all that other fun stuff. But I'm also going to touch on social issues, which I feel like a lot of artists are afraid to do. So, you know, it's kind of, for me, it's not all about what you see is what you get. You have to, like, dig deeper and, you know, listen to the content of my music, listen to the variety and the type of music that I do, and even, you know, the collaborations that I do with certain people.
Oh, okay.
Like that, especially the social awareness and social consciousness in the music.
Yeah. You know, a couple of generations ago, the musicians were the people that ignited change, and now everybody's kind of afraid to lose their celebrity, so they don't want to talk about it. For me, you know, I hope that it never comes to that point for me, and you know, I know that I have people to support me, to remind me of, you know, why I'm doing the things that I do, and the type of music that I make. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not gonna slowly go fight the power, but I'm not going to ignore, you know, the things that are happening, which I feel like a lot of people are doing.
Love it. I'm glad you said that. I normally get in trouble every week for being the person that attacks artists and not using their platform and using their music to, you know, put that out there and, you know, make sure that the world knows what's going on, and being the ones that are in the forefront of keeping the unaware aware, of being the voice of the voiceless.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I'm on your team, so I'll...
Got it. So, if you need a feature, if you got a feature spot, I got a hot 8 that I've been holding on to for like 6 years.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
6 years I've been holding on to. I got to update some stuff, like it might say Levi's and Paley. I got to update some words, but it's still hot.
All right. I'll see if I got a track for you. Don't worry. I'll figure something out.
Wow.
I hate
that
you.
Wasn't
go ahead,
a no, though.
Are you?
I'm serious.
Are you really related to the Mighty Ox?
Yes, that is my brother. I'm the youngest, so I know earlier you said the oldest. Or older,
you know what? It came out because he brings that out of me when he questions things. It flips whatever my mind is thinking. So like my head actually said youngest, and that came out of my mouth, and I was like, ah, oh, I hope she doesn't say something so I can correct it.
I'm
confused because you have all this talent, and he's basically a waiter at Fuddruckers.
No, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Listen, honestly, like, nobody else in my family is a musician. My parents cannot sing. And I'm not too sure where I got it from, but I have it. And my brother has been very supportive. My parents have been very supportive. My friends, you know, people that are listening right now, shout out to everybody that's listening, have been very supportive. So it's kind of like one of those things that it's like, oh, I can sing. I can write music. This is cool. And I'm kind of just going from there.
Shout out to the Mighty Ox. You know I had to mess with him a little bit.
I know. He's definitely listening. So, you know, be on the lookout for that text message. I think my next question is as a singer-songwriter, because we've interviewed a lot of people. We've had the pleasure of interviewing a lot of singers. The songwriters, we've kind of, it hasn't been as many songwriters. So I'm hoping to get a different answer maybe from this question. Being that it's, you're not just a singer, you're also a songwriter, how does or is there any effect on the songwriting aspect of it being an independent artist?
As far as like me writing for myself or other people?
Both.
I'm trying to think. As for myself, like, I'm working on being a little bit more concise with my ideas. A lot of people, I feel like, they may write a song and it's like, okay, this is it. And this has been years, like, that I've been doing it, and I don't even think that I'm close to my full potential. And, you know, writing for other people, like, it's funny because I just had, like, a meeting with a couple of other producers and artists. And, you know, writing for people is different from what I've expected because there's a formula to things that people want to stick to. And it's not necessarily what I expected, but I welcome it because for me, I want to be a diverse songwriter to be able to transcend other genres and, present material and situations from a different light as opposed to me just writing for myself or write about things that may not have even occurred or have never existed. Like, the first song that I ever, like, full song that I wrote was a song called You Make Me Feel. And it was basically about this guy and, you know, that he makes me feel like I'm on top of the world kind of thing. And at that point in time that I wrote that song, I wasn't even talking to anybody. Like, I just kind of, like, literally pulled that song out of nowhere. And when I played the song for my mom, she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I legit am not talking about anybody. And that's what I want to develop. I want to be able to write things from my experiences as well as just pull stuff out of nowhere.
Wow.
Can you relate, Q? You know, you've done a little writing.
Well, I mean, not songs, but yeah. Yeah, I definitely can. I want to know which song you've written is your favorite and why.
My favorite? Can I pick two?
No. I'll give you the scenario that I always give.
Okay.
You are given the opportunity to sing a song for the president and his wife, and you can only pick one. Which one are you going to pick and why?
Well, I don't think the song is appropriate for the president. But, hands down, definitely Friday Night. Everybody that has heard it has loved it. I had such a great time working on that song. That was maybe like the second or third song that I did with my producer, V-Note. And it was just a lot of fun at that time. It was based off of a situationship that I was in. It wasn't a relationship, it was a situationship. And even the guy, he loved it. He was like, this is about me? He was like, oh, I like this song. So it's just a really good song. And it's like a real cool and mellow song that gives everybody a good feeling. Everybody, I feel like, can relate to it, especially living in New York and everybody's trying to hustle to get to where they need to be and to be the best. So, yeah, I think that's just reflective of everybody that's trying to meet their goals and find love or companionship or whatever it is that they're looking for in between.
Wow.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, we talked about the singing, we talked about the songwriting. tell us what can fans, listeners, followers, what can they expect anytime they see Rickety perform live?
Definitely high energy. I have gotten a lot better with my stage performance as far as like interacting with the crowd. So if you come to my shows or when you come to my shows, please expect to participate because I will walk up to you, might give you a hug, might put my arm over your shoulder or something like that.
Yeah.
So and just like feel good music. I think music in general has kind of like, you know, somewhat lost its like content and feel good music. So that's what I want to bring to the table in general, as well as, you know, during my performances.
I like that. That sounds like a show that I would enjoy. And I'm the one that goes to the show and shows out. Anyway, we have guests on the show, and they tell us where they're performing. I go stand on chairs and, you know, scream like, I know her.
Oh gosh. I had a cousin that did that once, and it was quite interesting.
Yeah, see, I'm that guy. I want everybody to know, just like, she's a big deal.
All right, I'll look out for you at my next show then.
You will. I'll be standing on the table, and your brother will be like pulling me on my pant leg to get down. So, do we have anything? You know, what are you going on now? What are you working on now? Currently, any projects in the works or anything?
Yeah. So, I have a project coming out, Sunday Session. I've been working on it for, God, it feels like forever, but it's been about a year or so. I'm finally wrapping it up. Hoping to release it in about a month or two. Sunday Sessions is basically about, I'm doing a bunch of hip-hop rework, so True Love is definitely going to be on there, and the other tracks are going to be reflective and somewhat around the same ideal of True Love. So I'm basically just taking, like, old-school joints, like not Biggie era, just a little bit older than that, and mainly the classics and kind of, like, staying a good on it. What?
Because you, without trying, I was wondering if Q was going to last. You didn't make me feel old. You probably made him feel old.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Put it this way, you're classic, you know. You were.
Oh, wow.
You were born during the golden era.
Wow.
He was born before the golden era.
You made that so much better.
He was in Nice and Smooth's entourage. Like,
oh, God.
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that was great. Oh, I love it.
You're only as old as you act. Don't worry about it. I'm not getting any better, right? I'm sorry. I'm just going to be quiet now.
So, let's move on before he says something else that dates himself. So how much are you influenced by hip hop music?
Funny enough, when I started off as a solo artist, I listened to hip hop, but not to the degree that I listen to it now. I actually started going to this event called Mobile Monday, and they it's in the city. At the Bowery Electric.
Okay.
And they used to play, it's still going on. They play 45 and like old school joints. I linked up with a couple people there and like DJs, and they just kind of like put me on to it. And I'm trying to think, I went to somebody's like DJ practice, and I heard, I think it's this Mod D joint. And I was like, yo, what song is this? Because it had like a really heavy bass. And I give the explanation on Sunday Session. But that's kind of really when I like immersed myself and like really started to study hip hop heavy. Because other than that, like, there was nobody really listening to hip hop in my house. Like,
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was the youngest person in my house, and my great grandmother's not going to listen to hip hop, and neither are my parents. So, you know, it's kind of a recent love affair, you would, I would say. And Sunday Sessions is a reflection of it.
Cool.
Okay. This is very interesting.
Isn't it? Don't you like it when you're surprised and you get a really great guest?
I mean, I've known the Ox for years. I assumed he was an only child.
He's definitely not an only child.
Because he doesn't listen, Rich Eddie. Like, Ox has said on many occasions, like, oh, where you going? Going to North Carolina to see my brother. Oh, where you going?
Oh,
going to New York,
okay,
see my sister. Like, he says it often. I just think Q just, you know,
he's out.
He has it in his mind that this kid can only be by himself, so he just doesn't hear anything else that he says.
Dang. Well, nope, he's by far not the only child.
So the next time you
chuckling
have,
right now.
He is. So the next time you have a performance, then the four of us are going to have to get together. We ain't going to be able to fit in his coupe, but the four of us will get together and something, and we'll be out there. We'll be front
and center. I'll definitely
let
you guys know.
I'll be standing on the table.
Please don't stand on the table. I don't want you to get kicked out of the venue.
Okay, because I would.
No, he
I'll
won't.
Stand on the table. Yeah, I won't get kicked out, but I'll stand on
he
the
never
table.
Gets kicked out of anywhere, no matter how much he cuts up. I don't understand
and,
it.
And Q would tell you, I cut up. I get on chairs, tables. I attempt to host events.
Oh, all right.
I don't know about that. Now he's being nice over here. I'm surprised he didn't say to you, because you said you'd definitely let us know. His thing is, he likes the red carpet treatment. Q doesn't want to wait in line. He kind of wants to go to the door
he's
and say,
superstar.
Hey. Yeah, he's like, you know, Ricketti's expecting me. Q-man. He wants to be walked to a table where there's a nice glass of Sprite waiting for him.
I do.
Well, you know what? Let me know you're coming, and I will personally escort you to your seat. How about that?
Here you go.
Yes.
That's the best that I can do.
We'll do that one for the gram, too. We'll make sure there's a nice video of you walking to your seat.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if you really want to make an impression, you already have the buffalo wings sitting there waiting for me. You know, so. I won't push it, though.
See.
I won't push it.
All right. We'll see. I'm not going to make any promises about that. I can do the personal escort thing, though.
Yeah, let's just start.
Hey, well, Q, I'm good, man. I'm Q, and I'm good and no pickles.
Yeah, you survived the night with the two of us.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all. No safety word needed. But thank you for having me.
Of course. And shout out to Barry for having a talented family. Who would have known? I'm really thrown by this.
I don't know. I don't understand why. A lot of people are like, that's your sister? Seriously? You feel like really related?
Well,
I need to stop like this on my brother.
That's right.
It just catches people off guard, you know. It's unexpected. I mean, the Ox looks like Richard Pryor or Bill Cosby and Let's Do It Again.
No, he does not. He looks like himself.
Yes, he does. He looks like himself. And if he's listening, which I know he's listening, this is the time now where you go out and tell more people that she's your sister, and now you both gain something from the exposure. She's on the Neo Soul Show, and now people will like you a little bit more because that's your sister.
Stop.
And that's not mean, because that's my dude. That's 17 years. He know I meant that from the heart. That's my man. That's my ace. But I'm serious. Go tell people that's your sister.
Man,
yeah.
You're lucky he's such a nice guy, because he would definitely beat you up if he was. He's such a nice guy.
He is absolutely a nice guy. Look, I mean, we were listening. We were just talking about. I think we were just shooting the breeze one day. He was like, "How was the show?" I was like, "It was good." Oh, okay, so I'm gonna tell my sister to email you guys because you know she's a singer.
Oh, he didn't tell you that beforehand?
I had 17 years, and I've known about you, and he never said you were a singer. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? So that's how this whole thing happened.
Wow.
He just moved to me a text like.
yeah, told my sister about the show, so gonna let her email you guys. You know, she's a singer.
All's well that ends well.
Shout out to the Mighty Ox. We had a great time.
Yeah, you think I'm mellow? He's like Mr. Mellow.
Yeah, yes. He is. Now, you do have to tell everyone where they can find your music.
Sure. So definitely check me out on youtube.com/RKHTY. I actually have the Sing About Me video out and True Love as well. I have a couple of live performances uploaded there as well. I'm actually very active on Instagram. So my name is RKHTY. I kept it real simple. So it's soundcloud.com/RKHTY. Like, it's just fine. Google me and I'm there. So SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, RKHTY.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Well, we appreciate you hanging out with us tonight.
Yes, we're ready.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
And I'm gonna probably see you before he sees you. I'm not on point right now, so I'll probably get him to come out, and we might slide through. You might slide through Brooklyn. You want to hear us before you see us.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll be on the lookout then, if that's the case.
All
be
right.
Careful. It's still Brooklyn, all right?
Oh. All right, Kitty. Have a good night.
All right. Good night, guys. Thanks again.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, that was nice, man. This is why I keep stuff from you, you know? Sometimes it's better to just bring it on.
Wow, I who would have known?
I know, and let's not, because I don't want to get a text message from him. So, while we got a little bit of time left in the show, I didn't forget what I have to do, but let me get a little cute with you.
What, right now?
Right now, I'm going to close the show with what I have to do.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, mine is very brief. We touched on it earlier. We have these athletes that are blowing their lives, basically messing around with fireworks and other silly things. This is just an extension of some of the things we've seen in the past. Jason Williams riding a motorcycle and ruining his career when his contract said no motorcycles. And now we have JPP, who apparently, if the rumors are right, lost a finger today because of playing with fireworks. And if it's his pointer finger, then he can't plant anymore. Athletes make a lot of money. You have to make better decisions than that. I mean, I could go on and on, but it was really stupid what has occurred here. And just like they say, children have to be careful with certain things, so do adults. So let's stop making kiddie decisions because you're ruining your adult money. That's all I got, D-Bitch.
All right. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Now, for everybody out there that's posting and trending about Bill Cosby, I'm getting messages from people, you know, expecting to hear an opinion. Please understand, and I hope I can speak for Q-Man on this as far as the show is concerned, and xcdl.com, we've mentioned before that we want to try to keep things positive from a platform standpoint. Whatever the facts will continue to come out. At this present time, we have given our opinions before on previous shows on the allegations, because there are still allegations levied against Mr. Cosby. We do not have any opinion other than that. If you want something offline between each of us, you know, reach out to us that way. But we are going to try to remain one of those outlets. We're not TMZ. We're not shock jocks. We're not here to give you whimsical things at the expense of people who have kind of been influential to us growing up. So that's where we stand on that. And as far as the stripper name, I've ran a lot through my mind. I actually got a little assistance, and I've ended we've ended it with Chocolate Rain. That is what we're going on. Chocolate Rain on the main stage.
Wow. All right.
That's how we doing there. Chocolate Rain, extra medium.
We will be back next week when we try to do better. Thank you to our wonderful guest. And T. Mitch, I had to just keep on going for us.
Next week on the Neo Soul Show, the X-Man from Connecticut. I swear. Sometimes, man. next week on the Neo Soul Show, the X-Man from Connecticut is coming back to the show. Lamone, we're gonna holler at him. His new album, Smooth. I'm good, man. So go ahead, finish getting us out of here.
Hey, for T-Midge and myself, make sure you check out xtdl.com. A lot of good stuff on there. And until next week, have a good weekend. We're out of here.
Good night, everybody.